Okay, so everybody's going to want to know what we're doing in a restaurant. Why are we saying a shiur in a restaurant? So before we get the shiur started, I'd like to wish hatzlacha to the owner of the Southside Sandwich Shop. Welcome home. We're all back home. After 9 months on the road, we haven't been in the shop for 9 months. It's a pleasure, really a very, very big pleasure to be back here. Fantastic restaurant. A little bit tougher to get the place under control, Baruch Hashem. It's a much larger place, a lot more good food. They did a soft opening. It didn't seem too soft to me. Baruch Hashem, very, very busy here tonight, and we encourage everybody to make use of, first of all, the shiur, and second of all, the great food that's here every Thursday night. This week's Sedra of Vayikra and Parshas HaChodesh. And really, although the nature of what we've been speaking about the past couple of months is really going to change now. We spoke the entire Bereishis about the Avos, we spoke about the Shvatim, in the whole Seder Shemois, we spoke about Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now everything's really going to change. But we do have a theme that runs through this week's Parsha, through Parshas Vayikra, and through Parshas HaChodesh also. And that is the theme of a new beginning. The beginning of Vayikra, we're beginning a new Parsha, we're beginning a new Chumash, we're beginning an entire new place in the Torah. And not only that, we're also talking about Parshas HaChodesh, and HaChodesh refers to Hischatshus, the opportunity and the need to start anew, to start again. And it's a chance, we learn, says the Nesiv Shalom, from Parshas HaChodesh, it's a chance to put the brakes on anything that you may have been doing in your life up until now, and whichever direction you were heading, whatever you were doing until now, you could stop and begin anew. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, that teaches us that in Klal Yisrael, renewal and a new beginning is part of being a Yid. It's, you cannot separate it from being a Yid. A Yid believes that at any time, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, you could stop and you could start over again. And that's the way a Yid thinks and a Yid behaves. If you're serious, if a person is serious, you can change and turn the page. And it doesn't matter where you've been or what you've done before. But we all know that a person has to be confident enough not to really care about the people who are not willing to give you the benefit of the doubt. You know, sometimes you'll meet a person and you'll ask them shidduch information about somebody, and they'll tell you, oh, this guy, he's whatever, whatever. How do you know? Oh yeah, he was in my class 37 years ago. What are you talking about? A person has passed 37 years and they're still not willing to give another person themselves. They're a new person all the time. But other people, you have a very difficult time giving them the benefit of doubt. Whatever you saw them do 30, 35, 40 years ago, that's the picture you have in your mind. But that is not the way a Yid acts. That's not the way a Yid goes. It's a very interesting thing to understand this inyan of renewal, the inyan of change and new beginnings. And you know what? We could learn the lesson, says the Nesiv HaShalom, from this week's Parsha, beginning of the Parsha. Vayikroel Moshe, vayidaber Hashem elov me'oil moyed leimor. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out to Moshe Rabbeinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vayidaber Hashem elov me'oil moyed leimor, Adam ki yakriv mikem korbon Lashem. The first pasuk, the beginning of Seder Vayikra. And the first Dibur we know, the first Dibur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Oyel Moed, which we just spoke so many weeks about that we were building, the first Dibur was the Dibur of the Karbonos. And one of the lessons of the Karbonos, says in the Nesiv HaShalom, is a very important one. The internal lesson of what it says in the Pasuk, Adam ki yakriv mikem. A person brings of himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chazal tell us, the Gemara Masechet Menachos Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, that the Torah says Ishei Reach Nichoyach Lashem by an Oilas Behema. A person has funds; he's able to buy a Behema. The Torah tells you Ishei Reach Nichoyach Lashem. The Torah also tells us, Ishei Reach Nichoyach Lashem, if a person has less money and he brings an oil asa'oif, he brings a carbon oil with a bird. The Pasuk says the same thing. And you know what else? It says, Ishei Reach Nichoyach Lashem, by a carbon mincha also. That if a person brings a carbon mincha, which means he doesn't have money, he actually does not have money to buy, oh, he almost has no money. You know, a carbon mincha was cheap. The Torah still tells us, Ishei Reach Nichoyach Lashem. Why? Because it's not about how much one spends. It's not about that. It's Uvilvad Sheyechavein Liboy Lashamayim. As long as your heart is directed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants what's in your heart. Hashem is not impressed by expensive things. You can impress your friends, your neighbors with a Lexus, with a beautiful new house, and these things, you can impress people. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not impressed by expensive things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to see, he wants to know what is going on in your heart. It's not about how much money a person spends. And the Siva Shalom tells us another way that we see this lesson of Rachmana Liba Boy. The Pasuk says in Parshas Balak, and we've spoken about this a bit in the past in previous years, and for those of you that don't know, we're 5.5 years into this year, almost 300 shiurim into this year. And so we have spoken about a few things in the past. The Pasuk says in Parshas Balak, Lahibit Ovem B'Yakov, V'loi Ra'o Amo B'Yisrael, Hashem Eloikovi Moi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not gaze, does not look at our iniquities, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not see our transgressions. And even though we know, the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Nun tells us, if anyone that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks away from the things we do, you can't do that. That's a no-no. You can't say that. But still, the Siva Shalom asks, what does it mean? People do averis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look. He doesn't see. Zakhtan Siva Shalom Avada, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees. But he said, you know what it's all about? It's what about? It says at the end of the Pasuk, Hashem Elekavi Moi, Lahibit Avim B'Yakov L'Ra'o Amo B'Yisrael, Hashem Elekavi Moi. That Hashem knows and Hashem sees what is going on inside the heart of a person. And while a person might be doing an Avera, inside Hashem sees Hashem Elekavi Moi. That Hashem is still inside. A Yid does not do an Avera B'Lev Shalem. There's no such thing. Inside, the Yetzer Hara might get a person at that minute, but inside he's broken. So Lo Hibit Avim B'Yakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one who knows that you're not doing an Avera with the L'Shem Yichud, like we said tonight in a different shir, but a person doesn't make a L'Shem Yichud Avera. Hashem knows, Hashem Elekov Imoy. And that's what the Pasuk means. Hashem looks right through you and he sees that it's not a totally deep Avera. That the Avera and the iniquities and the transgressions don't go through because the Yid is broken inside when he does an Avera. In about 2 weeks' time from tonight, Emir Tzashem, we're going to be sitting at the Seder. You may not be able to tell tomorrow when you look out the window. It's supposed to be snowing tomorrow, but Pesach is coming in 2 weeks. And by the Seder, we're going to say, Vayotzienu Hashem Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and we darshan, Loi al Yedei Malach, V'loi al yedei sorof. Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidei uva'atzmai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and yes, we do get to see our share of interesting people here also. It's part of the spirit of the store here. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidei uva'atzmai took us out of Mitzrayim. V'yotzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim. Frek d'nesiv ha'shalom. Why did it actually have to be that way? Why did it have to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not a Malach? You wouldn't have let a Malach take us out of Mitzrayim. Of course we would have been maskim. Why did it have to be that way? Zok de Nesiva Shalom. A very important point. And this is what we were saying before. The Midas Hadin was saying when we needed to go out of Mitzrayim that Halalu v'halalu avdi avodah zarah. The Mitzrim, the people of Mitzrayim worshipped avodah zarah, and Klal Yisrael was worshipping avodah zarah. Why should the Mitzrim get punished and the Yidin get to take all the Bizas Mitzrayim and leave Mitzrayim? Why? Why is that? Zok de Nesiva Shalom. That's why Yetzias Mitzrayim could not be through a Malach. Because a Malach just sees things on the surface the way they are. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidei v'atzmai saw in Klal Yisrael that even though they were worshiping Avodah Zarah, but it's not the same worshiping Avodah Zarah as the Goy, as the people in Mitzrayim, they worshiped Avodah Zarah with all their heart. But a Yid was broken heart inside, broken hearted every time he did an Avera Mitzrayim. So only HaKadosh Baruch Hu was exactly able to see that we are not exactly like Mitzrayim. He saw the Ritzoynenu La'asois Ritzoynecha. But the Yetzirah happened to be getting the better of us at that moment. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself had to take us out of Mitzrayim. Hashem is able to look into our neshama and see what is actually taking place. And that is what the Karbonos in our parsha teach us. The Karbonos teach us that even though an Ani might be bringing a Karban Mincha, he can't afford to serve Hashem on such an expensive, on such an affluent level. An Ani might be bringing a Karban Mincha, but in Hashem's eyes, Hashem sees Nefesh Kisak Riv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that he's bringing his Nefesh. It's all about what's in your heart. It's all about what you're thinking. It's not about just how much money you could spend and what you're able to afford. Hashem cares about what is in our hearts. And that's a lesson we need to know, that the fancy and expensive things that people may have and that people may do, those are all on the surface. But we learn from this week's Parsha, Adam Ki Akriv Mikem, a person, Rachmana Liba Boy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see what we have in our heart. Nefesh Kisakriv, Ishereach Nichoyach Lashem, whatever it is. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechvoidu Ba'atzma is the one who's able to see inside us. And this is a lesson for us, for this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayikra. It's a lesson for Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is this Shabbos, Parsha Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh. His Chachos of Parshas HaChodesh, his Chachos of Rosh Chodesh. We're coming to the weeks of Geula now, Geulas Mitzrayim, where there are so many ways that we're able to go out and renew ourselves. So nobody, don't look back. From here, we got to look ahead. You turn the page, and it's a lesson that every single person could turn the page. Don't let anyone discourage you. Don't let anyone say, oh, you've been this, you've been that. Never listen to that. That's not the way a Yid thinks, says the Nesiv HaShalom. Let this taka be a chodesh, a month, a week, a year of his chachas, and we should be zoicha to talk about the geula the next few weeks and be zoicha taka to the final geula of Bias Mashiach. Thank you for being here, and everyone, thank you for coming back home to this beautiful place, is Chachas of a new Southside sandwich shop, Shear.